Negotiations fall through with a candidate for Haines police chief, and insurance navigators come to town to help sort out the new health care law. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly Wednesday broke off negotiations with its choice for police chief after the candidate berated the borough in emails for how salary discussions during the hiring process went down. Richard Krays of Wyoming was interim manager Julie Causey's choice to fill the chief position, which has been open since April. Krays was one of two candidates that recently came to Haynes for interviews and a visit. His hire was recommended by the Public Safety Commission and unanimously approved by the Assembly last week. At that time, the Assembly decided to cap the pay for the position at $73,000 annually. But Krays, in emails to KHNS Wednesday night, said he was told by Borough Assistant to the Manager Darcy Colbeck that the salary range for the job was $70,000 to $85,000. Causey confirmed that was the range the Borough provided to Krays before he was offered the job. After the Assembly limited that range last week, Causey sent Krays an email opening negotiations at $70,000 with $5,000 for moving expenses. That's when Krays began expressing his displeasure, sometimes in colorful terms, for the process. Krays called the salary troubling. He told Causey he was looking at a range of $88,000 to $90,000 to be able to maintain his standard of living for what he had researched about Haynes. Causey replied that $80,000 was the amount budgeted for the position in the borough budget, and she might be able to negotiate up that high with Assembly approval, but that $73,000 was the cap given her. In Krays' final email to Causey, he said it was not possible for him to make the move on the money offered. Then he started hurling the insults. He said the late-in-the-game financial disclosure made the process like dealing with a car salesman. He recommended to Causey that the borough wait for an honest and competent city assembly before trying to hire a chief. He finished off by writing that he, quote, cannot forgive them for that willful and terrible abuse of their position. That wasn't the only email from Krays that caused the Assembly concern. Krays also emailed Interim Police Chief Simon Ford late last week when the negotiations began breaking down. While Krays gave Ford and the rest of the police department high praise, he again assailed the Assembly. Krays wrote he would not move his wife to a town run by narrow-minded, corrupt politicians. He called the Assembly crooks and thieves and asked if they used to work at a used car lot. He apologized for his, quote, intolerance and hate in my contempt with the government there, but it was a needless abuse of power that I doubt I can forget. And it was his words that were his undoing. The Assembly on Wednesday convened in executive session and received copies of the emails. Causey provided them to media after the meeting, since they are public record. After more than an hour of discussion, the Assembly reconvened in public, and Assemblymember Deborah Schnabel made this motion.
I move to direct the interim manager to communicate to Richard Krays that we appreciate the time, energy, and hopefulness that he exhibited in his consideration of taking the offered position of police chief, and that the Assembly is disappointed that we must conclude that his employment is not a good fit for our borough.
I'll second.
The Assembly unanimously voted in favor of the motion, and Mayor Scott asked if anyone in the Assembly wanted to explain how the group came to that consensus. And Schnabel spoke again. She summed up her thoughts, to which the Assembly concurred.
For me, I think that the Mr. Krays exhibited a lack of appreciation for the sensitivity and the protocol in a negotiation, and that his emotionalism of the exhibited during the negotiation process was not exhibiting a character that I would like, that I appreciate in police chief.
Thank you.
I think that was very well said.
Yes.
Thank you, Deborah.
Krays said in emails to KHNS on Wednesday evening that his words were poorly chosen, but the salary negotiations took him by surprise and prompted his, quote, hasty prose. He claimed he was led to believe things regarding salary for several weeks that turned out not to be true, but he said he should have ceased negotiations without comment instead of putting his frustration into words. He noted the Assembly's approved cap of salary didn't jive with the range Colbeck had given him, and that Colbeck's quoted range exceeded what Causey said was even budgeted for the position. Kazi said Thursday the range Kobeck provided was entirely appropriate and noted that former police chief Gary Lowe made $86,000. And the $80,000 amount was inserted in this year's budget as an estimate, she said. Non-union positions do not have a wage chart, so ranges are determined based on history and other factors, she said. In a second motion Wednesday evening, the Assembly voted to have Kazi continue with the hiring of a police chief, but left the motion in those broad terms. Kazi said after the meeting she may have a recommendation for the Assembly at their meeting next Tuesday, but she wouldn't say what that might be. One option she has is to recommend hiring the second finalist for the job, Bill Musser. Interim Chief Ford had originally applied for the position and was a finalist, but pulled his name from consideration when he saw the other applicants. He said he would prefer to return to the sergeant position under the mentorship of a chief with more experience. Ford remains interim chief at this point. Haines School District Superintendent Michael Beyer announced this week he will not renew his contract with the district in order to take some time and focus on his health. Beyer has been superintendent for 7 years and calls the decision to step down a tough one, but he wanted to give as much notice as possible for the school board to begin recruiting a new administrator to start next school year. He's worked for more than 20 years in the education field as a classroom teacher, principal, and superintendent. His wife, Michelle, works as the Haines High School principal, and she is not planning on resigning at this time. Beyer said he's not yet sure if he will stay in Haines or not and might still look for a less strenuous job in the education field. But for now, he said he'd be happy for some time off and being a house husband while concentrating on his health. Search, United Way of Anchorage, and the Veterans Administration are hosting several presentations next week about the Affordable Health Care Act and offering assistance in enrolling people in Haines. A team of insurance navigators will be in Haines February 10th through 12th. Presentations on Monday will take place at the Haines Public Library from noon to 1 and at the Chilkoot Indian Association from 5:30 to 6:30. On Tuesday and Wednesday, individual assistance will be available to help with the health insurance marketplace applications, Indian health exemption forms, and veterans benefits. The presentations will also discuss who qualifies for financial assistance to lower monthly insurance payments and what Alaska Natives need to know about filing exemptions and health insurance opportunities and how to sign up for veterans benefits. Call the Search Clinic at 766-6300 for more information or to schedule an appointment. And here's an interesting story from Southern Southeast. The Wrangell Museum is chock full of everything from artifacts to taxidermied animals. But there's one unusual thing the museum doesn't have. KSTK's Shady Grove Oliver has more on the search for this elusive item.
Museum Director Megan Clark says something is afoot at the Wrangell Museum. Unfortunately, it's not feet.
My problem here is that I went through our gallery and none of our animals seem to have feet. they all either seem to be just head mounts or they're just skins laying there. So we don't, I'm having a heck of a time finding feet.
That's hard to believe. We're walking through the main exhibit, which is filled to the gills with animals, all of which once led lives of walking, but not anymore.
The condition of the animals in this room are flat. They've all been tanned and they're just hanging up.
So why all the fuss about feet? Well, the museum runs interactive programs once a month, geared toward families with small children. Clark says she'd like to do some workshops on footprints and animal biology, but to do that, she needs all the parts.
Museums tend to have two different kinds of collections, and one is the normal collection that everybody thinks of, and then another one is a use collection. And so those items are already marked to be handled and damaged and whatnot.
The feet will join that use collection at first and then be added to outreach education kits. Those kits can be checked out by local teachers and homeschool groups for hands-on learning. Since she's got nothing to work with right now, Clark says she's open to any donations from around the state.
I don't need a pair of feet. I can have one foot. If you happen to have a front and back foot, that would be perfect. If you don't, that's all right, too.
Clark says she is especially interested in mammals, like bears or wolves. But really, the only requirement is that the feet be from some type of animal found in Southeast Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, you really don't have anything with feet in here.
No, it's really rather frustrating. No feet.
No feet at all, huh? Wow.
I've got lots of birds. I've got lots of fish. No legs.
Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.
If you have some feet you'd like to donate to the Wrangell Museum, you can mail them or call them for more information at 907-874-3770. For KHNS Local News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Shady Grove Oliver for help with this report. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS Local News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klukwan. We also bring you wider-reaching stories from around the region to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained, and we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.